Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network.
And I'd like to welcome everybody to the Saint Germain Radio Show. We're really excited to have you. I cannot believe it's September already. This year has been flying like crazy. I mean, it just feels like we just started August. We have a great lineup for this evening. I'm going to do a few announcements. I just want to let you know, if you want to call in, ask questions, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. If you want to get any of the website links or find out about the radio show, you can go to our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. This evening, Brigitte will be channeling for us. She has some great services, including a retreat that's coming up the end of September. You can check out her services and all the great work that she does at lightbridge101.com. The music that you heard at the beginning of the show and the introduction, that comes from Mike, who actually channels music. He can actually do that for you remotely if you want a private session just for you. He's able to actually play music that interacts with your energy field and balances out all your chakras and all that kind of stuff. And the music does a dance with the body. The body does a dance with the music. And he basically channels just incredible work. He can do that in person or remotely. All the music that he creates is available on his website for digital download. And, of course, he can actually ship it out to you, too. His website is mikesnydercc.com. I'm Mark. I'll be handling the switchboard this evening. And I'll be also doing the Diksha blessing during the first break / when we play the first music. And that'll be sending out a beautiful blessing to serve you for your highest purpose. And with that, I'm going to give the floor to Brigitte.
Thank you, Mark. And just to add to what Mark was saying, I find Mike's music extremely helpful, especially in these times that we are going through right now, where we experience these intense full moons and new moons and all this emotional stuff going on, and it really helps you just to recenter yourself, and it makes the meditation then so much easier because it brings you right back to your soul essence and you're connected to your spiritual self. So I can only recommend getting an individual session because it is incredibly empowering and something you can use in the days and weeks and months ahead. So it's not something that's just a one-time situation. It is certainly something you can use going forward. And I'm sure Mark can also assist you in spiritual counseling. Mark always downplays what he's doing, but his healing work is very beautiful. His counseling is very beautiful. So if you need support and assistance, you certainly can reach out to Mark directly, as he will help you with whatever you have. He has had vast training in many different healing modalities and in coaching. Sure, there will certainly be something in there for you. As for me, I've been a channeled instrument of the Hierarchy of Light for quite some time, and so I will tonight again just bring through the beautiful love and wisdom of the Masters and Angels, whoever wants to come through. But considering the intensity of what is happening on Earth right now, I wouldn't be surprised that it will be Saint Germain again. And for all those who are survivors of September 11th and or were affected in any form or way by it, just know that our prayers and our love goes out to all of you. No matter how much time goes by, I'm sure you've been affected by it in a way that will last your whole life. So please know that these situations are never forgotten. And if anything, it teaches us to appreciate life so much more and to be grateful for what we have. When you hear some of the miracles and the stories that happened on 9/11, when that happened to the World Trade Center, people who had to go back or had forgotten something and therefore weren't there, it's really amazing to hear that. It kind of is reassuring that no matter where you are, it is only guide, even though those souls who died that day, that they had a purpose too. They sent a big message to the collective saying, pay attention, and we can't allow fear to stop us on our path of illumination. And so tonight is dedicated to the essence of love that can conquer all, the essence of love that heals all, and that we can make different choices based on love, that we don't have to give ourselves in to the fear that is part of our duality, part of our life, but it doesn't have to overcome us. It doesn't have to rule our life. It doesn't have to be the basis for the decisions that we are making in life. And so love is divine. It is the agape. It is that consciousness that is ever transcendent, ever changing us in many different ways. And so sadly often we experience here on earth that out of the darkness the light is born, that out of contraction expansion happens. And yet when we approach the experience of contraction, the experience of darkness in a new way, and not in the stories that we learn to attach to the darkness and the contraction, but to see it more as a cocoon that maybe temporarily limits us, but also nurtures us in a way to be within so that the outer can change in a new way and you can give birth to a new form of existence. And I think we're all yearning that birth, that new form of existence. And if you're anything like me, then the greatest challenge is patience and the allowing of everything to unfold naturally. I've been hosting retreats for many years now, and every time I get a little bit of a panic attack because I need to prepare, I need to create a manual, and no matter what I do, I can't force the information to come through. I have to have trust and faith in my divine I Am presence and in the galactic masters or the ascended masters to support me in this process, to provide me with what I need at the right time. So it always has been a big lesson of surrender for me, of allowance, of not forcing something to happen, but allowing it to come at the appropriate time, even if it might mean that 3 days prior, I'm still sitting until midnight preparing some of the paperwork. But it really is learning to deal with fear in a new way, to not let it make you, limit you from moving or make you, you know, like a rabbit getting paralyzed in the face of danger. But to relax enough that the fear can transform and you can move into a different type of instrument of letting your divine self come through you in those moments, providing you with the solutions that you need. It is the idea of not being so tense that nothing can come through, but to relax and therefore allow the divine inspiration, the divine love, the divine light to enter you and to then come through you into any situation that you're facing. Does it take trust and faith? Absolutely. But it also takes now for us to stop just always doubting and questioning connecting us and our connection to spirit, but to begin more and more to live in the knowing that we embody a new truth, and to ask yourself what that new truth is to you, and are you willing to fight for that truth, to sacrifice for that truth, to stand up for that truth, whatever that truth is, not to justify yourself for that truth, but to really just live it, to embody it, to breathe it. And there are many teachers right now out there, spiritual teachers, gurus, that remind us how to find back to our true divine self. So everything that we are doing now, and we just had a very powerful new moon, which is all about new beginnings, everything that we're doing now is learning to let go of our fear, to let that divine essence that is within us find a way to be a unique expression of God here on earth. We are all unique expressions. So it is allowing that to just unfold naturally and not to fear that there's such a setback when something doesn't happen the way you want it, but to really trust, know, believe, and live in the knowing that your divine I'm presence really does have your back, and that you don't always have to understand what is going on, that you don't always have to understand the setbacks, but to simply know that whatever appears to be a setback is just a necessary step to get you where you need to be. And where you need to be is a place of joy, happiness, balance, love. And that will come to all of us the moment we are willing to let go of our armor and our weapons and our need to know and our need to control. That will happen when we allow ourselves to flow in alignment with our divine self and truly embody illumination, love, and divine empowerment, the sacred threefold flame of the Christ consciousness. And that is the second coming of the Christ, as we awaken our own Christ itself within us. And so with that, I want you to open up and to really allow yourself to feel the Christ itself within you. You might not understand it or know it, but to just feel it within your heart. It is there. It is there for everyone, whether you know it or not, whether you believe in it or not, and it has nothing to do with religion. The Christ itself is simply the part of you that holds divine power, divine illumination or wisdom, and divine love into absolute balance, so that you become the anchor for the divine expression here on earth. And so feel that within you, feel that beautiful fire burning strong within you, that Christed flame, whether it is small or big, it is burning within you. And size, in this case, truly doesn't make a difference, as it is in its essence so powerful that it doesn't make a difference whether you can only envision it as a small little light or as a roaring fire. Just feel it. Just open up your heart to it. And allow within the loving embrace of the Christ itself, of the Christ that flame, the duality to exist, the love and the fear. Them exist together, without judgment right now, as your heart vibration gets aligned to a higher frequency by listening to Mike's beautiful piece of the heart activation, and also at the same time you're going to receive the powerful, powerful Diksha that Mark is going to offer to everyone, bringing some beautiful healing. So just sit, open yourself up, feel the Christ flame within you. Feel it expand even within you. And hold the balance of the love and fear. No judgment. Just allow yourself to see those two dual aspects imbalance so that at some point they can merge back into oneness. Do this now. Greetings, my dear friends and fellow lightworkers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I'm with you at this time of continued awakening and transformation. 9/11 is such a significant number sequence, is it not? Especially for you here on Earth. You call 911 in case of an emergency. And when is there an emergency? It is the moment of fear, is it not? And then you experienced the tremendous attack also on September 11th, 9/11. It was a very significant point that marked a great change, not only for this country of the United States, but also for the world. It gave birth of a new kind of fear, a fear of attack, a fear of not being safe, a fear of unpredictability. And so fear holds a very paralyzing force for you. The fear of ending a relationship because you might not have enough resources to be on your own. The fear of leaving a job behind because you don't know whether there might be something else that is better for you. And so you might even have experienced having left a job behind only to experience a new job to find out that it is not better, that it might even be worse. And so what fear have you manifested then? And out of that comes another fear. You know that your vibrational frequency is changing. You know that you become more powerful. So what if you are manifesting the fears that you're so very much aware of? How can you stop that from happening? And so it becomes a little bit of a circle. You're afraid that you're going to manifest your fear, and then you become even more afraid of what is to be, of the future, of the unknown. And yes, all of you have a beautiful heart, and you believe in love, and you believe in the divinity, and you believe in your divine I Am presence, and you believe in divine source, and yet you're also human. You're part of the collective consciousness. You, in many ways, have forgotten the old true divine self that has been within you from the beginning of time. So I invite you right now not to judge that fear, press it, or tell it to go away, but to realize that it is a very real part of the human experience. It is connected to your human self, to your ego self. And the purpose of that fear has always been to protect you, to keep you safe, to show you when there is something you shouldn't be participating in. And so fear has its purpose. And yet you also know that you're ready to move beyond that fear, to release it, to step into a place of balance, to step into the illuminated cross of transformation, to raise yourself up through the portal of light into a new form of existence. You're all ready for that. And yet, how to get from here to there, correct? But for starters, it is the idea of allowing yourself to relax, to not try to figure this out, to not use your mind to get the answer to this. Take a couple of deep breaths and feel yourself, feel your shoulders drop a little bit, feel your muscles relax. Feel yourself to become a little heavier on the seat, on the chair you're on the bed you're laying on. And just allow yourself to truly feel the meaning of not having to do anything right now. Not fighting. No justification, to just allow yourself to be, to be you. But who are you? What is that you? Don't put a name on it. Don't label the you that you think you are. Just allow yourself to go deeper into the feeling aspect of yourself. Brigida talked about the threefold flame of surprise consciousness within you. Don't even focus on that right now. Don't define your inner self. Don't define what is love and what is fear. The moment you define something, you limit it. But your true divine essence is limitless. So you're never going to feel it. You're never going to experience the balance, the oneness, the vastness of who we are if you're trying to find a label for it. So take another deep breath. And with every out-breath, let further go of the labels, of any form of structure, even of any form of beliefs or belief systems. What I want you to experience is the purity of who you are. As you train yourself into entering the place in between places, the space in between spaces, that what cannot be seen yet felt, then you will be able to move beyond the fear, beyond that what the world presents to you, into a very new form of divine exist in human form. And that is the idea, isn't it? To maintain a divine existence within human form. So take another deep breath. And another one. And envision yourself sitting in the lotus position within your own inner self, almost like a you within yourself, a you within you. This is your divine self that still maintains a little bit of a resemblance of you to just help you to connect with it a little bit better. So envision your divine self within you. You might even see it as a monk or as priest or as one who is accustomed to meditating a lot. Just see yourself sitting in prayer as your physical body simply starts to fall away. As everything around you starts to fall away, your whole earth existence is just simply falling away, and you float in open space with your eyes closed, similar to Buddha in the lotus position, and just allowing yourself to be in free space. Nothing is holding you up. Nothing is holding you down. Nothing is pushing from any of the sides. You simply are. In addition, there is no light and there is no darkness. There simply is nothing around you but only your own self. You can even allow yourself to to feel your heartbeat. Your heart being such a very powerful bridge to your soul and your divine I'm presence. So feel that heartbeat as you're in the midst of nothing. And become aware that there's a heartbeat around you as well. And it's not necessarily a heartbeat that you can hear, but you certainly can feel it. There's a sensation. And as you breathe in and breathe out, you can also feel that you're not just breathing in and out by yourself, that you are part of a greater in-breath and out-breath. So you can feel a movement that you're part of. One moment you contract, the next moment you expand. And instead of seeing the contraction as discomfort or the expansion as discomfort, it is so natural that you simply flow with it. You can simply feel the movement and you don't have to do anything about it. It is part of who you are. It is part of your existence. And so feel the heartbeat that your heartbeat is part of. Become aware of the in-breath and the out-breath. Become aware that your mind is part of a greater mind, just as your heart is part of a greater heart, just as your light body, as your divine body is part of something greater. And let this part that is greater than you, that might seem so far away, so unfathomable in many ways, so vast, maybe even a little bit unapproachable at first. But when you just allow yourself to let go and allow yourself to be taken in by this greater mind, by this greater heart, by this greater consciousness, something very sacred can take place. A transformation takes place of every part of yourself. From this higher collective consciousness of all that is, you can feel the earth within you, and you get a glimpse of a matrix and of an evolutionary process that while you are on earth and in body feels so frightening, feels so overwhelming, feels like humanity is never going to get it, feels like there might be potentially a nuclear holocaust, feels like there are all these horrible things that have happened in the past, that happen right now and that will happen in the future. But when you are in this higher consciousness, you can feel that the earth is being held too. That the earth too has a greater consciousness. That there's nothing happening on earth that not eventually will bring a shift and a change. that even so there might be parts of her dying in the outbreath. There are other parts of her that through that then can begin to expand again with the in-breath, can begin to grow. And so just as you witness devastating fires, out of the ashes, very new life can be born. And so you too might feel that life sometimes has been burning you down into ashes, has been tough on you. You lost things. You lost loved ones. You were limited in some form or way, and yet on this higher level of consciousness, you can feel, you can know, you can sense that there is new growth hiding within the ashes, that there is new potential within the falling of the tower, of the walls. There is a new light you're giving birth to. On the inner level, in the inner realm, in this place of being connected to this vast consciousness that you're part of, I want you to envision to set a seed into your own inner fertile ground, in your own inner self. Envision a beautiful little area within you, filled with this rich soil, and see yourself putting the seed of a new beautiful tree that is to grow into something magnificent. And I want you to put the seed into the soil of your own inner self, and to then simply call on the highest, the highest lights from source to come down into that soil, into that seed, to activate it within you. And as that seed gets touched by that light, it starts to open up within the soil, and it starts to sprout and to grow. And I want you to allow that tree in you to grow with all its force and all its mightiness into a magnificent tree. You are giving birth to a new tree of life within you. Trust it that it will carry new fruits and new leaves and have a new color for you, a new flavor of your life. Let it become the tree that it is always meant to be, based on the you that you are now. And let it expand in its own natural way. It will support you on your new path in your life. Let this tree become a doorway to a new form of existence to you. Its roots deeply grounded within the soil of your heart, and yet its branches reaching out far beyond your own crown into the higher realms to bring to you divine gifts and blessings, port you on your new chosen path of being of service and of bringing love and light into the world. Because that is who you are. That is why you are listening to me now. Because deep inside of you is a very strong desire to bring change, to bring about transformation, to be the power of the violet flame and work in alignment with me to put many, many of those seeds that you just implanted within your own self into the ground, into the soil of the hearts of those you come in contact with, to touch them, to empower them to see that there are new opportunities and new life awaiting them, just as it is for you. Never ever believe that your life is over or that there cannot be change. The only true constant is change. So get ready. Be open for the change to take you to a new form of existence. At this time, descending from the higher realms are three angels, the angels of the Christ light. One is the angel of power, one is the angel of illumination, and one is the angel of love. And they are creating a triangle around you, around the you that is still sitting in a lotus position within that greater part of all that is, with that new tree growing within you. And each of them is opening up their hands, palms out towards you. And they're sending you now the purity of their essence, of their power, light, and love to you, to strengthen you, to strengthen the Christ self within you, to strengthen you to step on the path of service in a renewed, empowered way. You've given so much already. Now is not the time to give up. Now is not the time to give in. Now is not the time to turn around. And we are here to support you, to find the strength and courage to reach even further for the stars, to bring down a new form of illumination, not only to you, but out into the world. So allow yourself now to receive the nurturing energies of these three angels. While Mark, I would like for you to please play the Tranquil Whispers. always remember that you are the light within a greater light. You are a piece of that love within the greater love that touches and that transforms change into the world. Know that your words make a difference. Your touch makes a difference. Your choices make a difference. Never see yourself as small or unimportant. Never see yourself as weak. Because in truth, it is your weakness that is your greatest strength. Allow yourself to stop fighting, to just surrender to the greater part of you, to work with you and through you in the days ahead. That is the only way you're going to experiencing some of the shifts and changes that are occurring on Earth at this time in a more effortless way. The only reason why some of you feel that what is going on Earth right now is so painful to you is because you're attaching yourself too much to the surroundings. Allow every soul to walk their own path. Allow even Gaia to experience this awakening process in her own unique way. Allow those who are afraid to be afraid, but set an example and show them that it can also be done differently. That it is safe to love, that it is safe to be vulnerable. And you might grudgingly say that being vulnerable is uncomfortable, but you know very well at this point that you could never be any other way than the way you are today. So stop fighting with who you are today and celebrate it. And embrace it because you've worked very hard for this. And so release any doubts. Release all of that unworthiness talk that you sometimes throw at yourself. And know that whenever you make yourself less, you're also making God less. And I'm fairly sure that is not something you would do. So acknowledge yourself as an aspect of divine vastness that has no labels, no limits, no beginning and no end. And you are part of that. So allow every day to be a unique expression of your divine self. Allow everything that you do at any moment in time to be unique, to be different, to be you. Whatever that might be, whatever you choose for that you to be. You are the son of a greater son. Now that has nothing to do with male or female. It has everything to do with the radiant light that you are in the world and that you're anchoring on Earth. Own that. Trust that. Embody that light. As it not only will liberate you, but it will also liberate those that come in contact with this light. Now slowly bring yourself back into your physical form. Step out of all that is as an individuated self back into your human self. But now that connection to your divine self is real, that at any time you can let go of your physical self and you can remind yourself what you truly are. Endless, vast, and the consciousness of grace. And so feel nervous in your physical self as it closes in around you. Don't feel it as a limitation. Don't see it as the most densest form of your divine self, but see it as a vehicle that allows you to be the co-creator on earth, that allows you to bring love and light into the world. I know that some of you are now facing a potential storm that is going to hit your area. Be smart, but also rely on your connection to your divine self. You can be protected always in all of that if you allow yourself to receive the divine guidance from that part of you that knows. And for all of you who are not part of the areas that are affected and will be affected by the storm, it is your job to send soothing energies into the storm, love and light, to redirect it, to slow it down. Remember, you hold the staff of power in your hand. Redirect it, slow it down. Of course, do not redirect it to another state, but redirect it back out into the Atlantic Ocean. Slow it down. Embrace it with love. Because all the storms are an accumulation of the emotional anger and frustration that everyone has been feeling. And so the only answer to that storm is love, is gentleness, is kindness, to soothe its essence. Now that I'm always watching over all of you at this time of great change, many beautiful things are coming out of this. You might not see it right now. You might only feel the intensity of everything. But mark my words, at some point you will look back and it will all make sense. Have trust and faith that you're part of a divine plan and that everything shall unfold naturally for you as long as you allow it. Now, to give people time to call with questions, we will do this twofold. Mark, if you can please give out the phone number once again first, and then let's play the rays of light to simply allow everyone to answer whether they want to have a question or not and give everybody time to reassemble themselves. Go ahead, Mark.
Okay, if you're already called in and do have a question, please press 1 on your keypad now. For anybody who wants to call in and ask a question, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663.
Thank you. Is there anybody who has any questions right now?
Yes, we do. Let's go ahead and bring Marilyn on.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, St. Jeremy.
Greetings, Marilyn. How can I be of assistance to you?
I've come into a stronger connection with my divine source energy, and this energy I find is expressing through me in a very satisfying way, where I am seeing and feeling and choosing more satisfying thoughts and perceptions. And I believe that this expression is my unique me. I've noticed a dramatic lessening of fear and an increase of clarity. And I've also I'm feeling like that this energy is also flowing with regard to my creation of things. And I'm not flowing it to create, but it feels like it is also creating. And so I wonder if you could just help me understand a little bit more kind of the nature of what I'm experiencing.
What you're experiencing is a higher aspect of yourself that knows much more the divine plan than you do. And so your willingness to surrender into its loving embrace and allowing it to work with you and through you, you're moving into a place of harmony, into a place of balance, into a place of bliss in many ways, because there is no longer that restriction, that limitation that your human self has put upon you out of fear of many things, whether it's fear of failure or the fear of not knowing or the fear of not knowing enough. And so in this alignment, you will witness miracles and you will witness certain manifestations that you might not even have thought of yourself. And yet when they take place, it gives you that sense of joy, because it is what you were looking for deep inside of yourself and you weren't even fully aware of it. And that is the work of your divine I Am presence. So keep maintaining this alignment, because as you do, you will teach others to do the same. And it is crucial for the evolutionary path that Gaia is on, that Earth is on, to awaken to this type of alignment. Does that help you?
Yes, that does help in so many ways. So there is more expansion to be experienced through this allowing.
Not only more expansion, but also new levels of creation, where there are forms of creation that you of your human self could not possibly even think of. But in your trust and willingness to allow your divine I Am presence to work through you, it can come into form and bring you great joy and happiness.
Wonderful. And is it in the asking? As you said, I've been asking for joy. Is it also in the asking to allow more new, different creativity to come through me? Is that part of the process of my continual opening?
Very much so. Asking is like ringing the doorbell, and the door shall be answered. The key for you is never to see a lack, but to ask for more of it.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much, St. Germain, and thank you for your guidance and for answering my call and being with me. And yeah, thank you so
always,
much.
Always, my dear. Always, my dear. Blessings to you, and it is so. Namaste.
Namaste.
Helena?
Hi. Saint Germain.
Hello, my dear. Blessings to you. How can I be of assistance?
I wanted to share, and then if you have a message for me, but 2 years ago when I was at Standing Rock, it seemed like everything in my life led to being there at that point in time. And after the whole process tonight, it feels like my whole life up until now leads to right at this moment. Like, you know, what may have before seemed like this didn't happen, that didn't happen, but everything was meant, and now this blossoming. And I'm wondering, well, if there's a message for me, something that I should know or be aware of, I'd so appreciate that. And if there's anyone on your side there that I should connect with, you know, you, or one time you mentioned Helios or whatever.
Well, first of all, you are on the right path. Don't let your mind interfere with what your heart is already telling you to be true.
All right.
So understand that there will be moments where you want to talk yourself out of the truth of what you're experiencing. Don't allow that to happen. You will know within the depths of every cell of your body that there's a magnetic pull that is moving you forward. Trust that magnetic divine pull as it will take you exactly where you need to be. And at this time, it is I, as well as Ascended Master Hilarion, who are working with you. Hilarion is helping you to infuse your heart, yourself, with a green ray of healing to continue to balance and rebalance parts of your past as parts of your future, so that you can be strong in being in the power of now.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
You're very welcome, my dear. Blessings to you. And it is so.
Alrighty. Diana, you're on.
Hi, Saint Germain, it's Diane.
Greetings, my dear. How can I be of assistance to you?
I just wanted to thank you for bringing light and love to the Carolinas, and you know, whatever prayers can be continued to be sent out to this area, as we are in for what appears to be, and again, I say that appears to be a very, very serious storm. And I am praying for it to turn back out to sea. And I am also asking the sun to diffuse this huge cloud of hurricane that's heading our way, that also is, from what they, again, are suggesting, is going to be an enormous amount of rain, anywhere from 20 to 30 inches in some areas. So I guess I'm just asking for a little help and advice. I've been very upset this morning, and I felt, I really feel the collective. I don't even think it's necessarily all of mine. And I guess I'm looking for a little help.
It is not.
It's, am I just transmuting this?
Simply no.
What am I doing?
Simply know that you are absolutely at the right place at the right time.
Okay.
You're a very powerful light worker. You hold the staff in your hand. Your job is to keep redirecting the energies into love and light, to keep transforming and transmuting discord into love and light. I will be very close with you during this time, and so is Charlie, who is very much in alignment with you during this time. Feel the power of the High Priestess energy of Isis within you, knowing that you hold the wings of transformation and change within you, and that whatever is happening in the next few days will be easy and effortless for you. There's a sphere of light and protection around you at all times, and it will free you to do the work as a light worker that you're meant to do. You are anchoring a very important light in this area, and so are a few others who we also have in the Carolinas working right now. And so simply know that all of you are not just there by accident, that you are making quite a difference, and you're supporting Gaia in really healing and transmuting some of the fear that resulted in anger and chaos to be transmuted, to be softened into love and light.
Thank you. You just made my night and the rest of my week to come. So thank you.
You certainly have your work cut out for you, but know that what you're feeling is not you. I'm making it very clear. Everything you're feeling now is not you. It is
good.
And it is not. It is you because you're an aspect of the collective consciousness, you're an aspect of humanity. So you cannot separate yourself from that. But it is not originating from you. It's not rooted within you. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. This morning I was crying and I was very, very upset, but I realized it's 9/11. I'm feeling the energy of all the loss. And then, of course, the panic of everybody having to evacuate or whatever they're doing. So then all of a sudden by the afternoon, I was fine. It was like everything passed. So I'm like,
because
wow.
We are already supporting you. We are already supporting you. And yet, of course, with that energy, and that's for all of you who are listening, because in many ways you're going to be affected by this too. What is very common, because as I said, it is you and yet it is not yours. Because you're part of the human consciousness, that kind of energy of loss or threat, and don't forget how many that are afraid of what is to come and the loss they will experience because of what is to come, relates directly to the stories that you've lived in your life that represent loss. And so, yes, of course, there's a part of you that then will remember and will start mourning and will start that sadness that you felt in those stories in your own life. But you're not the root of it. And as you work through the story of your own and transform and transmute it back into light, you're feeding that into the collective, helping raise the vibrational frequency for everyone.
Okay, great. Okay, good. That makes so much sense. And just for those that have had loss, it's a very freeing situation. In the end, it actually frees you. So it's okay. It's okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Blessings
to you,
my dear. And now I am with you, and so will be many angels and masters. They will work with you and through you. Just be open. Be the open channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light that you've always been.
Thank you for mentioning Charlie. Bye.
Certainly. It is so. Namaste.
Catherine, you're on.
Hello. Thank you so much, Saint Germain. That was a beautiful meditation. It really spoke to me. Thank you.
It is my pleasure, Catherine. Is there anything I can do to support you and assist you further?
Thank you, yes. Please, I was wondering about work. There's this gentleman, his name begins with the letter K. I'm wondering if I should reach out to him again or if he might contact me.
At this time, it would be best to just maintain your own inner light. Reaching out is not going to help the situation. Part of this is the fear that I talked about during this meditation. The fear of rejection, the fear of not being good enough, the unworthiness that sometimes comes up. And so I invite you very much to nurture that alignment and that connection with your divine I Am presence and to hand the situation over to your divine I Am presence over and over again, and allow your divine I Am presence to take care of this for you in whatever is for your highest good. But you have to be willing to trust that and to live in the knowing that whatever happens from this point on is for your highest good. Do you understand?
Yes. Yes, I
do. And
guess.
So it is not about taking control. This is not about you taking charge. This is about you allowing for the opportunities to present themselves. And don't be afraid. You will recognize them. And when you do, you will know exactly how to respond.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Anita.
You're very welcome. And now that Archangel Michael is very close to you right now, strengthening your light and also giving you the necessary strength to be willing to let go of whatever no longer serves you if necessary. Archangel Michael is supporting you right now in this process in your life of what you're going through.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Blessings to you, my dear. And it is
thank
so.
You. God bless you both. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Kate, you're on there.
Thank you so much. Hi, Saint Germain.
Greetings, my dear. How can I be of assistance?
Thank you so much for the support of this call. I feel 100% supported and relieved and felt you just uplifting all of us. My questions are around work as well. And I have a new opportunity come to me just yesterday, which just brought like a moment of, oh my God, this is it. This is it. This is it. This is it. And pretty much in the next breath, I'm unworthy. I'm not going to get it. And complete collapse. And I'm a little bit laughing at myself, but I so much fear came up that I felt like it almost toppled me over. And I don't know if it's the opportunity. I don't know if it's just something I'm carrying. I would love some insight to help me maintain balance as I explore this.
It is a real opportunity. You don't have all the facts yet. So just take a deep breath. There will be more that is going to unfold in the days ahead. What is important, though, is that you do address this fear, that you sit with it. You don't judge it. You don't reject it. But you sit with it. And just as those who are affected by the incoming storm in the Carolinas, the storm can have many faces. The storm can have many ways of touching you. And I'm not necessarily talking about a physical storm now. And so you're facing your own inner storm right now. So the idea is to be gentle and to be kind and to thank the fear for all the protection that it wants to give you and all the lessons that it has taught you. And then raise the fear up to your divine I Am presence and hand it over as not as a rejection, but envisioning that you give your fear to the most sacred and loving place that you can think of. And that would be the hands of the greatest holy guardian angel that your divine I Am presence is. To hand it over in sacred care so that you no longer need to carry it. And then to let go of control. This is a big, big test in letting go of control and allowing everything to unfold naturally. This is the test for many of you light workers right now. is to let go of control again and again and again. Allow your divine I Am presence to work with you and through you. There will even be a moment where you think you might sacrifice it all in the knowing that whatever will happen is for your highest good, is in alignment with your divine essence. This is a very, very important time for you, Kate, a sacred time for you. It is nothing that you can do wrong. It really only is helping you to further hear aspects of your past to reach to a new level of consciousness.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Blessings to you, my dear. And it is so.
Okay, Saint Germain, we are all set.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark, for the beautiful energies that you share with everyone during the Diksha and holding the space during the radio show. Thank you, Mike, for your beautiful music that touches everyone at the core of their innermost inner selves and bringing healing to them. I ask the two of you, never give up on your path of illumination. Your work, both of your work, is important. It does make a difference. Trust it, have faith, and know that you're as much needed in the matrix of life as any spiritual guru and teacher is needed. I am Saint Germain. My blessing and love goes out to all of you, and it is so. Namaste.
Well,
all right.
another great show.
Thank you, everyone, for calling in and for listening in. It's always amazing. Without you, there wouldn't be a radio show. So thank you, and hope that we will connect next time again. My love and prayers go out to all of you who are now who have memories of 9/11, but also to all of you who are facing another storm. We are all going to work and help to push the storm out back into the Atlantic Ocean. But as Saint Germain said, remember your alignment and know that there is nothing that can happen that can truly hurt you because you're divinity in physical form. So believe in that and hold your light strong no matter where you are. Love you all. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mark. Mike, the music was amazing as usual. Thank you.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Peace out, everybody. Good night.